Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Metalla Royalty and Streaming and the president and CEO, Brent Heath. Metalla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA and on the NYSE also under the symbol MTA. Brett, we're going to follow up on news that came out earlier this week, September 13th. Metalla adds a 5% royalty on Equinox Gold's Castle Mountain Gold Mine. Now, total consideration, $15 million in cash. The 5% royalty is on the South Dome's portion of this Castle Mountain Gold Mine. Brett, just in a broad sense, initially here, what attracted you to this royalty and the cash payment, $15 million? I believe this is one of the bigger transactions the company has done.
Thanks, Corey. Yes, it has been one of the bigger transactions that we've done, and we're very excited about it. And the things that attracted us to the royalty are more of the same. This is in a great jurisdiction. Being the United States, very sound rule of law. We've got a great operator. Equinox Gold is, in my opinion, a leading mid-tier operator, I think, on its way to be a major. You know, it's led by Ross Beaty, which is one of the most prominent mining entrepreneurs in this century, pretty much. Incredible team. And just great asset. This is an asset that is going to have a very, very long life. It's got total resources of about 7.5 million ounces on this project, which a little over 4 in reserves. So huge asset, good jurisdiction, good operator. This is where we like to position our shareholders.
Now, Brett, when it comes to the resource that's on the South Domes portion, I'm seeing 1.1 million ounces, proven and probable, almost 1.4 million ounces measured and indicated, and just under 600,000 ounces inferred. What stage is this part of the asset at, the South Domes portion?
That's right, Corey. So we've got upwards of just under 2 million ounces of reserves and resources on the South Domes portion of Castle Mountain. And currently, Castle Mountain is actually in production today. It's producing, Equinox has between 30 and 40,000 ounces of gold. So it's running at a smaller level of production today, and that's in their phase one mine plan. So the way that they decided was the best way to get this thing up in production and then expand it was really a two-stage activity. And so they've finished phase one. They're going to start the process to complete phase two in the second half of this year. And phase two is guided by Equinox to start production on the expanded level in 2026. And so the South Domes portion of the royalty ground that we bought and the ounces that we bought are included in the phase two mine plan that starts up in 2026.
So, Brett, this is a big asset, right? 7.5 million ounces on the whole Castle Mountain Gold project. And Equinox, I think most people know, is a multi-asset producer. Just how big, though, is this Castle Mountain Gold Mine to Equinox in the overall scheme of things?
This is a very serious property. I would say if you talk to Equinox and if you look at the rest of their portfolio, I mean, they've got a lot of really great mines within that portfolio that they're also operating and developing. But this is really, I think, positioned to be their flagship asset. You've got a mine in the phase two expansion that I believe will do 220,000 ounces a year. It does have potential to maybe go higher than that, but the current study called for, you know, approximately about 220,000 ounces a year. And it's set to be, once it's in production, the eighth largest gold mine in the United States. So that's a pretty serious asset. And with the 7.5 million ounces, obviously there's still exploration upside on the entire operation with South Domes included in that. It's an exciting asset to get a piece of. And, you know, again, the way that the best way to get exposure to these assets is really kind of right before all of this stuff happens, right before, you know, Equinox goes through this process to push forward this phase two expansion. They're going to be obviously doing a lot of drilling. They're going to be advancing. There's going to be a huge capital investment, and we got 5%. I mean, that's something to really think about here. 5% on upwards of 2 million ounces of gold. So there's not very many royalties that are like that out there. You know, people get, or, you know, even us, if you buy a 1% on a 1 or 2 million ounce project, it's a great asset. There's not very many projects out there that are 1, 2, 3 million ounce projects. So to have something like this, where you've got 7.5 million ounces of total resources, you know, of which our royalty covers just under 2, and have it be a 5% royalty, can you know, really play a very significant role to the underlying value of the company going forward.
All right. Thanks for that update there, Brett. Let's also talk about the finances of the company and how you are going to cover this $15 million cash payment. The details of that payment are $10 million upfront, and then the remaining $5 million to be paid within 20 months from the closing date. Where does the company stand in terms of cash? How are you paying for this?
Right. So we've already paid for the $10 million portion that's up front. That was paid through our ATM. We've been, I believe we've raised, since we announced our new 2021 ATM, about $11.4 million or right around there, U.S. dollars in that ATM. And pretty much almost all of it has been crosses to institutions. So we haven't really been using it in the kind of typical way that you see companies do it, which is basically put pressure on their own market. But it's been more of a function of, you know, we allow big new investors that we market to come in and buy the stock, and that funds these acquisitions. They want to get positioned, and so that allows us to do that in a way. In the market, just like anyone else can buy the stock as well, just bigger amounts. So we were able to raise some money on that. We also are going to draw down an additional $3 million from our convertible loan with BD Capital. And I'm sure most listeners are familiar with BD Capital. They've been a big supporter of Metalla for a few years now. They're just an incredible shareholder, and we're very happy to have them in there. So the 10's paid for. The 5 will likely look to finance that the best way possible down the road.
Okay. Now, Brett, just remind everybody how many royalties in total Metalla has in your portfolio and how many are producing, please.
Yeah. So currently now with this acquisition, we've got 70 royalties in streams, and we've got 5 that are producing today. And we have another pretty much 1 or 2 assets that are in line to come into production every single year for upwards of the next decade. So it's just an incredible development pipeline. The next one to come into production in 2022 is going to be El Realito. This is part of the La India mine. It's a Agnico Eagle asset. And so we're excited for that to come in next year. But there'll be multiple other royalties that we have on mines that will be in production 2023, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way down throughout the end of the decade. So we've put together just a great development pipeline. We've put together a huge amount of growth just built in, and we did that on purpose. We wanted to have a vehicle that we could build and have all that growth built in. It's been a bit of a choppy market since we started the company in 2016. So we're just going on 5 years now. And, you know, we've done 27 transactions So industry leading 27 transactions, you know, record for the company, seventh transaction this year. The Castle Mountain was the seventh transaction this year. And again, we're just looking to continue to stack incredible assets on proven geological trends with these big operators that are advancing them with, you know, on obviously its royalties are free carried, so it's completely on their dime. And these things are going to really start to come in here. It's shaping up very nicely. So we're excited about it. We hope that, you know, the shareholders are too.
All right. Hey, Brett, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will also follow up as more news hits the market. Brett, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, you too.